WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Interesting Twitter poll. And at 5 o'clock, we're going to have to decide what to do here.
Yes.
So the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design and find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. The Twitter question, what would you rather listen to at 5 o'clock? The top five at 5 or Jalen Hurts' press conference? So 57% say the top five at 5.
Wow.
I don't want to not listen to the audience. I wonder if there is some sort of solution.
Why wouldn't they want to listen to Jalen's press conference?
Because he, well, first of all, I think
he's a bum.
Would you stop that?
I think it's more a compliment about them loving the top five at 5.
Okay.
I think. And also, you know, Jalen's not a dynamic speaker. And I think on some level they trust us to just...
Oh, come on, man. See, here's... Would you stop? Here's why I disagree with Fritzy over there.
It's the drop board, not
nonsense.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, it's just the drop board acting on its own like my phone.
I believe this is the first time he's spoken since the game.
Yeah, we...
The night of the game.
Yeah.
He hasn't spoken since then, right?
Okay. They're going to ask him about the interceptions, which we have to hear.
Exactly. Got to hear about the decision-making. What was his thinking there?
What was his thinking?
Yeah.
What if...
Is Elliot down there?
So I can't tell because he put a video out of him leaving. But again, like, why is the press conference at 5 o'clock? Like, Devin White talked at, 2:30.
Well, they probably spoke before practice.
Yeah. I wonder if the press conference is at 5 and they're hoping that people aren't there.
Of course that's what it is.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
They want people to go to hell on somewhere.
Elliot,
go ahead.
Get your ass
back
to the North.
Down there, yes.
All right, we'll text him. See if he's going to be there.
Yeah, get back down there.
You just spent a whole week in Brazil doing nothing. You're going on vacation with your freaking wife on the company and fans in Philly. Get back to NovaCare.
Get back to the NovaCare.
Now, is this going to be every week with the Jalen 5 o'clock press conference? Last year, they were at noon.
The week screwed up, though.
The week is screwed up, and this is probably when he's, because you know what it reminds me of? Although that was the end of the season. That was the last game of the season when he did his late. I was going to say he may be doing it after meetings. So once they get done with post-practice meetings, he does his he goes through his routine or whatever that is, and then he's ready to go in and speak to the media, which I'm okay with.
I'm going to propose this.
And I want to hear him.
Yeah, I will propose. I love the top five of five as well.
Yeah.
I will propose.
It's okay.
There's no Phillies game tonight.
This guy.
So we don't have leading off.
Right.
So I will propose we do the Jalen thing. If it sucks, we stop playing it.
Right.
And then after the Jalen thing, we do the top five at five.
Okay.
So I say we do both.
Okay. Because I do want to hear his thoughts.
Well,
he's had a few days to think about it now.
And after, you know, the poll, obviously top five of five is winning, but almost half the people want to hear the Jalen thing too. So I want to give everybody both. And we can't convince Jalen to do top five of five. He says
that
he's too busy. Yeah, he says he's too busy. So
he's doing top five at 5:30.
Yes, top five at 5:30.
There we go.
Yes, we'll do it there. Top five at 5:30. Jalen coming up at 5, and this will be the first time that you hear Jalen speak since they've returned from Brazil. What?
Is Herb in New York?
No, that's a different Herb.
Different Herb. I didn't know.
He's still in Brazil.
Yeah, he's called a connecting flight.
He's never coming back from Brazil. I bet he signed a lease on that apartment accidentally, and he's there for a year.
A lease.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Herb thing to do.
Yeah. Hey, we can talk a little Phils now, and the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
All right, I got three big questions for you.
Ooh.
Three.
You're involving us on the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report?
Well, we're an interactive program.
Oh!
Interactive program. My first question is, Spike, you are someone who has been very, I would say, you don't really trust this guy, but Jose Alvarado.
Yeah.
Is Jose Alvarado back and a real fixture in the bullpen? It's not allowed a run since coming back from his leave.
It doesn't feel like he's back yet. It just feels like he's better than it was before he left.
Well, his last appearance was good. His last two appearances, I believe, were good.
Here's what I mean by feeling like he's back. Are you telling me you weren't nervous when he went out there?
To be fair, I'm nervous about everybody but Hoffman.
Okay.
Well, what about Strami?
I'm still nervous.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, because Strom's good, but his stuff isn't like the other guys.
What about Kirky?
Well,
I'm getting there with Kirky. I'm always going to be nervous with Alvarado, and I'm always going to be nervous. This is what actually made me nervous about Lidge. I'm always nervous when the relief pitcher's success is based on throwing a ball in the dirt and the guy swinging at it, which is sort of like what Alvarado is because that makes me nervous in general, because the minute he gets behind 2-0, I'm like, oh my God, they're going to hit the ball 500 feet. But I didn't even think he would ever look this good again. So he wouldn't rank top. I would have Hoffman ahead of him in trust, Strom ahead of him. I would have Kirkering ahead of him.
Okay.
And I would probably have Estevez ahead of him.
Wow, really? Well, you weren't even a big Estevez guy.
Well, it's just like I need more of a sample from Alvarado. But I wouldn't mind putting him in there in a 3-1 game in the seventh or something.
Well, the good part is at least he's generating some swing and miss.
Yes.
And the slider looks back. So that's good. The key part about the Alvarado thing is, you know, whatever they're going to do with Ranger, like part of the Ranger bullpen idea, if you wanted, was to help Alvarado. Well, now Alvarado might be on his track to being back. It kind of changes that complexion as well. But he looks good. And I think that's a good sign. My second question is, like, is this version of Bryce good enough to win the World Series? Like, because I think that this might be the version that we're getting for the rest of the year. Like, 400 hitter, not, I mean, we'll see if he can keep that up. But, like, I think the idea that he's going to get his power back doesn't feel like that's going to happen. And, like, I think it's more than just the wear and tear. Because like
you think he's injured and he's not getting better this year?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Like, if it was wear and tear, I would say, well, just sit him for a couple days. But he's not sitting, which makes me feel like there might be something more here.
Yeah, your question is, can they win the World Series with Bryce playing like this? Yes, they can. Yes, they can. Now, here's the thing: are you telling me he's not going to hit a home run again the rest of the season?
I would not bank on his power coming back. So, like, he might hit a home run, but he's not going to be, like, the big home run threat.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
You're using more like your boy Bomer.
Which is not a bad thing. You can be a gap hitter. You can hit the ball in the gaps.
Just ride the Harper.
Yeah, man, listen. If it's what we have to do, it's what we have to do. How can I feel? See, how can I put this? For those that complain, the only way they score runs is by hitting home runs. Well, now they don't have that. They have to find other ways to do it. And Bryce has found other ways to contribute. He may be even hitting better right now without the home run aspect of it. He's hitting for average, certainly better. Yeah. You look at his overall numbers. He's on pace, I think, to set a career high in doubles this year.
Yeah, he's up there.
And that's not – when did hitting doubles become a bad thing?
Well – can they win the World Series with him like this? Yes. Is it optimal? No. There are bigger questions that we're going to have to ask after the year about his durability in general and what player we're getting for the next 5 years post this year. I mean, he was signed to be the best player, the best hitter on the team, the best player on the team, and this stuff is just going to add up. It does. Every player that you see get injured over and over and over again, it has like this little bit of lasting effect. It's not like one of them will make him 10% worse, but everyone's like a half a percent and a half a percent and a half a percent. I think it depends on two things. One, well, it really just depends on one thing, actually. Him knowing who he is.
Yeah.
And I think he is aware right now for this year. He is aware that the power, it is getting into his head, I think, that the power is not coming back. Every time he hits one and he thinks it's gone and it dies at the warning track. And I think he's changed his approach a little bit, and that's why he's been a better hitter. I think the bigger questions are after the year. The other question is this: on replacement day, if you could, it's this version of Bryce the rest of the year. If you could replace him with 08 Ryan Howard, would you do it?
In a heartbeat.
Jack?
So are we counting Howard's playoff run? From 08. Is that what I'm getting? Am I getting 08 Ryan Howard playoff version?
You're getting 08 Ryan Howard, and you are crossing your fingers on the playoff.
Because he didn't really do much until the World. I'll still take Harper.
Over 08
I'll
Ryan Howard.
I'll still take him over 08 Ryan Howard.
I mean, so Ryan Howard that year hit 48 home runs, 148 RBIs, 881 OPS, I think it was, because I was...
Looking it up today, yeah.
Well, I considered it for my replacement day thing. Not Bryce in general, but Bryce for the rest of this year. I think it is a fair thing to wonder. And he was runner-up MVP to Pujols that year.
Can you imagine if you dropped Ryan Howard's numbers in this lineup, what this lineup would look like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the only thing about the home runs is why they're so valuable is that this is just elementary, but a home run can, if the whole team's cold, you can score three runs with one pitch.
Yes. You need to be able to hit home runs.
Yeah,
like people love to do this you're talking about how people want them to not only hit home runs or score runs via the long ball. You have to be able to do it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't have a problem with it. I just don't think he's never been a quote unquote home run hitter. Kyle Schwarber.
But a threat.
Yeah, of course.
He's a threat.
Yes,
yeah.
I agree. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that
it doesn't deter you.
Yes. And I don't think it rules him ineffective as a player.
I agree.
You know, some guys, if they can't hit home runs, they can't do anything at the plate.
Yeah.
Bryce has proven that's not the case.
I mean, his OPS is over 1,000 in September.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, we got a report from somebody else who's gunning for Insider of the Year that he will be at NovaCare, and that's Howard Eskin. So
yeah.
Let Ooh. ESP know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Anyway.
And the final question here. It was the morning show topic today, but I really liked it, and I wonder how you guys feel. If the playoffs started today.
Is that a compliment for the morning show?
It was.
Okay.
Well, because I don't want to be like, oh, you took my time. Anyway.
Okay.
Heading into the playoffs, are you more nervous or excited?
I'm excited.
Really?
Yeah.
This team is winning the World Series, bro. How many times do I need to say that?
It's not because I feel that way. It is because I am not carrying the weight. You, Jack, you feel like you're like the Bryce of the fans in that you feel like you're carrying the weight of everyone and expectations. Yeah.
And I mean, well, he is.
Well, we will blame you if they don't win the World Series. So you should be nervous.
Yes. Yes.
So you're more nervous than you are excited.
Yes. I need this to end in one way. Like, I can't have a repeat of last year where they come up small in games 6 and 7 and I got to deal with the whole offseason talking about how they're chokers and they can't
Bryce hit a ball to the wall.
Not happening.
He did. I know he did. He did 110 miles an hour.
I can't wait till he hits a game-winning home run in the postseason.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank God.
Be amazing.
How hard is the wind blowing out that day? Did it play at Wrigley? Yeah. The win of the World Series, is it Wrigley?
Hang in there, Bryce.
Yeah. Look, I give him... I joke about Bryce a lot. I give him a lot of credit for battling through what is obviously painful. And especially the way he swings, I cannot imagine what, if he's got a problem with his elbow and with his wrist, that every time he swings as hard as he does, I'm sure it hurts. I'm glad that he's doing it. I do think it is significant losing that power threat, you know, in the middle of the lineup. You know, they're still a decent power team.
Cassie's hitting home runs.
Cassie's what, at like 21, something like that? I think your boy Bohm's hit 13 home runs. He just stopped about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, Schwarber obviously has
Trey
been T's great.
Trey T's heating up.
Trey T, yeah. Yeah.
He just hit two the other night.
Four in his last 11 games.
Come on, man.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not impressed.
Well, I'm excited for this series this weekend, by the way.
Red October, bro.
I'm excited for the playoffs. I'm also excited for this weekend. I'm excited. I like these series now that, you know, it feels like we have the division or whatever, but the series that have more juice, the series this weekend with the Mets is going to have juice.
Yeah.
It's going to have a lot of juice.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I think it's a big series this weekend. We have an opportunity to put our foot on the Mets' throat this weekend.
And just from a vibe standpoint, you know, you win the series, that'll feel good. This team's really hot.
We need this. This is actually a good sports setup. We got the Mets on the weekend, and we got the Eagles on Monday.
Monday night.
That's a good sports 4 days.
So I have a text from another Insider of the Year candidate.
God.
Yeah.
Will not be there at the press conference.
Elliot's
not going to be there?
He said he had another engagement.
Oh,
he was second on Insider of the Year.
Hey.
Put this in the We need that accountability, just accountability. He's our Eagles guy, right?
Elliott decided to sit this one out.
Right.
And they are practicing, so they must have changed their practice schedule.
Right.
And so he's doing it after practice.
Wow. So is Elliott pulling like a Devin White here? Is he?
I don't know if he fake injured his ankle, but we'll see.
Wow. This is embarrassing for him.
Bad look.
Yeah,
bad
it's really look. Embarrassing. Ken from Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, man?
What up, Ken?
2 days in a row, I feel privileged.
Yeah, we feel privileged.
As you should. Listen, two things. First of all, there's so much worship at the altar of Chase Utley around here that people forget that Ryan Howard was the most feared hitter in all of baseball.
Talk
absolutely.
Yes, sir.
In 2008. So he's not my replacement, but that would be a pretty good replacement to
yeah, it's not a bad replacement, right? Yeah.
that would help the team immensely.
He's one of the guys, real quick, Ken, that, you know, the end, we were all waiting for that contract to end. I'll never forget all the criticism that Ruben, you know, got for that contract. And I think obviously we all love Ryan Howard, mm-hmm. and, you know, thinking about it now, he was a great player. But I think since the last thing we saw was a falling apart Ryan Howard and a league figured him out Ryan Howard, you forget about that stretch of 3 or 4 years where he was hitting home runs like
moonshots.
Yeah, just you know, hitting 50 home runs, you know, around 50 home runs every year. So, yes, he was an unreal force those few years.
The only player in my life who made me say "Mother of God" out loud once when the ball left his bat, because I had never seen a ball hit like that in my life.
Yeah, he was awesome.
And I'm older than all you guys. And if you really need Hassan Reddick intel, I was the first one to report that Hassan Reddick would not be an Eagle in 2024, and that was in spring of 2023. So let's just get that out.
Wow. So you going for Insider of the Year votes?
Okay.
I'm really not.
Okay. You know,
every once
right.
in a while, a blind squirrel finds an acorn in the forest.
So who you replacing?
Well, for the Phillies, this is pretty easy. I mean, he's the third best player on the 2008 Phillies that everybody forgets about. But I am absolutely putting Jason Wirth in right field and replacing Nick Castellanos. You're going to get the best at-bats of anybody in the lineup out of Jason Wirth, who gave you great at-bats every time. And he was the third best player on the team.
Yeah, I think you could go back. One of the interesting things about the post-08 Phillies is if they pay Jason Wirth instead of Cliff Lee. Is doubling down on how do you, they just won a World Series with a patchwork rotation. And I understand putting together the best rotation mm-hmm. of all time, but you pay Jason Wirth. Jason Wirth was a new age, you know, got on base, worked counts, hit for power, hit for average, was a good right fielder. Castellanos is a good, like, probably replacement level, a little above replacement level, a little above, but Jason Wirth was a really good player. So I respect that, and you're the first person to say Wirth.
It took them 10 years to replace that right-handed bat in the lineup once they let him leave. I mean, that's just a fact.
Yep.
Yep.
And who's your Eagle that you're replacing?
I am replacing, this is going to be a little, kind of deep cut, but I'm replacing Kenny Gainwell with Corey Clement.
Ah.
Well, that is an interesting one.
That is interesting. He went for the backup running back.
Now, what it could do, by the way, is if Saquon's out for a few games, you have a backup that you are maybe more confident in than Gainwell. Did make big plays in the Super Bowl.
Man, I loved Corey that year.
So here's the question. Yeah. So was Ajayi the starter or Blunt the starter?
I think Blunt was the starter.
So then Ajayi would be the second. And then, like, wouldn't Clement be replacing Shipley?
Well, that's fine. He's still, that's even better.
That is
better. That's better for Ken. It's better for Ken's case if he's replacing Shipley. Yeah.
Listen, I know that there's a rule now that only quarterbacks can be the MVP in the Super Bowl, but Corey Clement was the best player on the field in Super Bowl 52. And that includes, you know, Nicky Six. Corey Clement was the best player on the field in that game.
Nelson Aguilar.
Nelson Aguilar.
These are all great takes, but Nick Foles was the best player on the field. What are we doing? That's a great take.
And an argument for Alshon.
I love Nick Foles. But Nick Foles wasn't even the best quarterback on the field that day. I mean, you just have to look at it objectively, guys.
That is true.
One guy caught the ball, one guy dropped it. One guy won, one guy lost.
I love that argument. Yep.
Catching's not in the description for quarterback.
It is for Nick Foles. So, all right. Oh, Ken, what's your, for next question today, what's your favorite video game all time?
Well, considering I bought my first computer when I was 35 years old, I'm going back to arcade days, and I'm going back before all of you guys, shortly after the real only original Star Wars movie came out. There was a game in the arcade called X-Wing Fighter. You would actually climb in the cockpit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was basically like Lines.
Down the trench.
The video game, or is this the one where everything was basically like Lines, or were there actual graphics in it?
No, you would make your run down the trench, and the guns were there, and just like the Death Star run in the movie.
Yeah.
You would make your run. You know, the Death Star run that Top Gun Maverick ripped off for the last scene, where the same exact thing. But you know, you'd make your run down the trench. And the guns were there, and the TIE fighters were there, and you had to fight your way down the trench and then try and get your shot down into the port to blow up the Death Star.
Yep. And how about Ken throwing in there that Top Gun Maverick ripped that off?
Yes, I love it.
I love that part, too.
All right, Ken. Thank you for the call, man.
They definitely ripped it off.
Love takes from Ken today.
Love that Ken's back.
Yeah.
I love the Corey Clement. Of all those players, that's great.
Only receiver in the game to have 100 yards.
Oh, he was.
I should say only player in the game.
Well, on that catch.
To have 100 yards receiving.
That catch in the back of the end zone.
My goodness.
I mean, come on. How did he even see it?
Man.
You know, you watch it again, I don't know how he even saw the ball. All right. Coming up next.
He's pretty good that year. He was good his rookie year, man. He's pretty good.
It's a big 5 o'clock hour. Coming up next, we have the first time Jalen Hurts speaks at a press conference since Friday night's game. Obviously, somebody will ask him about the interceptions. Somebody will ask him about the decision-making. So that is coming up at 5. And then you're getting an even bigger 5 o'clock hour because you're getting Jalen at 5 and then the top 5 at 5 at 5:30. So it is the top 5 at 5:30. That is all coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.